morning, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving from Gloucester's Newell Stadium. I'm Rick Moore, along with Paul Ingram, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. High school football on this Thanksgiving morning, a glorious morning with brilliant sunshine, little cool breeze, temperature in the lower 30s rising as we speak, and just a great day for football. Danvers coming in with a record of 6-4, same thing for the Gloucester Fishermen. We apologize, we're not going to be able to shoot video of this game for you for various reasons. We will not have video, so stay tuned, listen right here on Channel B. And if you know about this, pass the word along, because other people may be trying to click on our video, and we're just not able to do it today. So apologies all the way around. But we do have football coming up for you momentarily, as a matter of fact. The Danvers Falcons are taking the field as we speak. The Gloucester Fishermen have finished their warm-ups. They'll be out here in just a second. And we will have football you coming up here on MSO News Sports. So be sure to stay with us.
Looking for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender. MSONewsSports.com is your connection to North Shore news and sports. Local video and radio interviews, photos, and much more. And a daily local radio newscast on North Shore Today.
All right, we're back, and as things are happening this morning, we happen to have a sporadic internet connection as well. So be patient. It'll go in and out as the morning progresses. Apparently, we have usually we have the wired internet here at Newell Stadium, but that is not working this morning. And it's, so we're on our hotspot. That usually works, and that's intermittent. So again, bear with us. No video. We will have the audio broadcast of this game coming up here. Happy Thanksgiving, Rick. So the ROTC color guard is down on the field off to our right on the canal side of the stadium, and we're just about ready for the playing of the national anthem. And I should point out, for the benefit of all the people here in the stands, Danvers travel as well, of course, and the Danvers High School Band is here to perform today, so that will be a little extra added bonus. We'll take our break, come back with the game. You're listening to MSO News Sports. This is high school football on Thanksgiving morning.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
A great way to monitor what's happening on the North Shore, get the MSO News Sports app. A click here, a click there, you're listening or watching North Shore football. And check out the latest stories on our webpage, msonewsports.com. MSONewsSports.com is known for connecting North Shore sports fans with local sports newsmakers, features on teams and players, exclusive video interviews following the big games, live event coverage such as high school football, basketball, hockey, and baseball, live video coverage of the Gloucester Fiesta. MSO also connects you to the area news leaders, mayors, state representatives, state senators, town administrators, city and town elected officials, business leaders, and more. Entertainment features. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook at MSO News Sports. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Leave a voice message anytime, 978-325-3638. Stay connected to your North Shore neighbors by simply clicking on msonewsports.com.
Once again, happy Thanksgiving. No video today. We apologize for that. I'm Rick Moore, along with Paul Ingram at Newell Stadium. And Paul, Thanksgiving Day, both records at 6-4 for each of these teams. And I think they kind of mirror images of each other. They're two tough teams with a good running game. They can pass if they absolutely have to. Great defense and a lot of moving parts.
Right, Rick, and certainly a lot of energy here today. It's funny, I haven't coached in 7 years, and I'm just as nervous today. And it's a strange feeling not being in control. But, yeah, Danvers is probably a little bit more balanced with the pass and the run, where Gloucester's probably, the pass is not actually a big part of their offense. But both teams are tough, and both teams are pretty good on defense, so should be a pretty even match. Both teams seemed really excited about being here, no matter if they're out of the playoffs or not.
Yep. So we're ready to kick off, and Danvers will be receiving down to our left. Again, we apologize for all the technical problems we're having this morning, and we are having them. Taj Coakley and who else is back there? Matt McCarthy, of course, switch positions as they are both back at their own 10-yard line. This is going to be a short kick that Coakley is trying to pick up. He does it about a 16, goes to the middle, cuts it upfield, got a lane, and he's going to get all the way out to about the 32 or 33-yard line where he's gang tackled there.
Well, last year Coakley really killed Gloucester at Danvers. He just, on every aspect of the game, defensively, as a tailback, and as a wide receiver.
Well, he is electric, man. He can do a lot of things. And he gets in an open field. He can fly, and he also is a terrific receiver. So, one thing to watch. But also Matt McCarthy, big on offense. Zach Dillon, of course, one of the captains and a big leader on this Danvers Falcon team. As they break the huddle, and they are starting at their own, the 33-yard line. And this will be a run play to Coakley. He's going to cut it outside, get maybe a yard to the 34, perhaps.
Well, that's a little bit different. They ran the stack eye, two tight ends, and if they probably have seen a lot of film with Gloucester, and I would say that Gloucester's defense probably, when you run right at them, has most difficulty because of their quickness, but they're not very big.
So it'll be a second down and 9 as the ball is at the it's at the 34, call it 33 and a half. But anyway, it's an stack dive formation for the Danvers Falcons with Justin Mullaney, the quarterback. He's going to be a handoff to the tailback, Coakley, goes to the left side, a couple of yards, does not get to the 35.
Well, it looks like Gloucester's prepared for this, although this is unusual for Danvers to be running the stack high. And right now, Gloucester's defense looks pretty good.
Third and nine. And we don't have a signal, but we'll just keep broadcasting and we'll post this later on. Ball is on the near hash mark, and field is kind of washed out by bright sunlight where the Falcons are. They've got trips to the near side, right side of the field, as Danvers is moving from left to right. Mullaney drops back. Now he rolls to his right, being pursued, throws it underneath, complete at the 49-yard line. It was Colby Holland with a reception. He's the leading receiver. It's at the 44-yard line. 31 receptions, 332 yards, and a touchdown coming into this game.
Well, they ran trips, and what's unusual is they ran it into the sideline. So they were on the right hash, and they ran trips into it and sprinted towards the sideline, which doesn't give you much room. But, Mullaney is really a good passer. He's very accurate, and he's got not an exceptionally strong arm, but certainly a good high school strength in throwing the ball.
Just about 10 yards on that one. Ball is at the 44. He's going to, that's a wildcat to Coakley, and he goes forward for about two or three to the 47.
Taken down by number 61.
Direct snap to Coakley on that play. Now it's second and about seven to go. Ball almost at the middle of the field going from left to right. First possession of the game. Beautiful Thanksgiving morning. Bright sunshine. Sun glistening off the ocean just over the cut bridge straight ahead of us behind the Danvers Falcons bench. And we've got glare from the ice down in front of us, too, that's coming up into the booth. Really hard to see right here at center ice or midfield. Once again, we've got an I formation with a fullback tailback. Under center is Mullaney with Holland in motion. Going to be a pitch to Coakley, trying to roll to his left, cuts it forward, and maybe lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage, Coach.
Right. They ran toss sweep to Coakley, and they went to the weak side where the split end was, and Gloucester is beating right now, beating Danvers off the line of scrimmage.
Carlos Hernandez-Reyes on that left end up front. Tony Petrilli, Kevin Gabriel, Ryan Sanfilippo, usually. A lot of transition on this Gloucester football team, and the kids who have remained have played with a lot of compassion.
Oh, he's offside.
Yeah, the receiver's offside. Going to be called on Danvers as Mullaney puts it up for grabs. This could be intercepted, knocked away by Smith.
Yeah, Coakley was offside by at least a yard.
Mark Smith knocked it away at about the 37-yard line. But there were about six or seven people,
Coakley's arguing with the official, but yeah, everybody saw it.
Yeah, that wasn't even close. So bring that one back anyway, and I don't know, you take the incompletion, Coach, or take the penalty?
Well, I wouldn't take the penalty. If it's going to be fourth down,
right.
Make them punt.
I didn't realize it would be fourth down, so it was a stupid question on my part. All right, so Mullaney incomplete, and that means the Falcons will punt. They ran six plays, didn't get a whole lot of yardage, all on the ground except for the one pass play. That went incomplete on the offside. Punt that's going to hit at the Gloucester 30 and roll to the left. Go out of bounds at the 25-yard line. So, six plays and maybe a total of 14 yards.
Danvers did have difficulty running the ball against Gloucester.
First down for the Gloucester Fishermen, first possession of the game. Both teams at 6-4. Gloucester at their own 25-yard line, moving from right to left away from the canal. Sun to the right over their right shoulders. Wind about 11 miles an hour, 34 degrees to start the game. Hand off on the run play that Ortiz Pena is going to struggle to get some yardage. Gets 3 or 4 yards. Jan Pena Ortiz, I should say. Gets about 3 to the 28.
second down and seven for the Fishermen.
And again, no video. We apologize for that. Peña Ortiz. Let's see. He does get three to the 28-yard line. So it's second and seven.
Tanner's playing a 3-4 defense.
And off. Oh, no, it's a run play up the middle.
Well, they run the fullback trap, which is one of the primary plays for Gloucester. It's a guard trap given to the fullback, and the thing is, if you pop it, it's immediate gain of yardage.
What number ran the play there, Coach? Did you see the number?
I can't see
it. No, I can't see it either. Gloucester run play gets two to the 20, check it to the 30. So it's third and five. As trying to get the technology here together and just baffling us today.
Slot formation, so it's a little bit different alignment here.
Yeah. Two men in the backfield, offset, and it's a run play to the left side. Looks like a Smith. He does not get the first down. Mark Smith, Matt Smith is the quarterback. Mark Smith gets it to the 33, so it's fourth down for Gloucester.
One of the things, Rick, you don't want to do is be predictable by your formation. And that formation, Gloucester runs sweeper off tackle a lot. And although Dammers had a typical alignment, they all kind of angled towards point of attack.
So you've seen...
This has been Gloucester's nemesis, the kicking game.
Just going to ask you about that. Now, is this Evan Smith back there? Can't see the number, but I think it is. So he's going to get it away from about his own 23. Long snap. Dammers jumps. High snap. Haul down. Punt is a wobbly kick that's going to push Coakley back to his own 30, picks it up on the bounce, goes to his right, cuts it back to his left, goes back to the right again to the 35, and down right there. Nice open field tackle by Ryan Argentino.
Well, Danvers jumped off sides, but they got back in time. A lot of times you'll tell the center that if someone's off sides, snap the ball. They would have had the first down if the penalty had been called.
We're playing 12-minute quarters. 6:25 left to go in the first quarter. Falcons take over for the second time. It's first and 10 from their own, I think it's the 35.
Well, they're coming back out in the stack eye, and they didn't gain an inch.
All right, so this time it's a handoff to the tailback, and that is McCarthy, who gets to the line of scrimmage, and that's it.
So I believe that's the third time they've run that play, and I don't think they've gained more than a yard.
Almost a yard lost. Call it a yard loss. So it's second and 11 at the six-minute mark even. I'm Rick Moore along with Paul Ingram. Gloucester Danvers High School football. Over on Channel A, it's Lynn English and Lynn Classical. All kinds of updates from all over the North Shore on Channel A. No video for us today. An audio intermittent. Game will be, of course, on demand this afternoon. Once again, it's the eye. And it's a play action. Mullaney throws it off to the right. Coakley fighting for the ball. Catches it, but I think he got... Well, he did catch it at the Gloucester 38. He was... there was a lot of contact. Looks like it's going to be against Coakley.
Right. He made a great catch, but he must have pushed off.
Coakley upset, and Brandon Rivera getting a little, gesticulating a little bit there, and he could be called for a penalty. Yep.
Oh, no.
It's on Gloucester.
So it looked like they were going to call it on Danvers.
Well, so it's going to be 15, is it a 15-yarder? They're putting it at the spot of the foul. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you want? They're going to give him the catch. That's what it is. They're going to give him the catch.
So, yeah, he kept both feet in. It was a nice catch.
Terrific catch. And there's a lot of contact between the two players. So it's at the Gloucester 39-yard line.
Well, Gloucester defensive backs were clapping, so I assumed that they were... Penalty was on Danvers, but it wasn't.
Nope. It's first and 10 for the Danvers Falcons. They are on the near hash mark, moving from left to right. Clock is moving. No, it stopped at the moment. Wind blowing from right to left if you're on the field, from the near bench to the far bench. This is a short run play to home, I believe.
Well, or was it Reedy? Gloucester's quickness on defense is showing. I mean, they're getting at least one player beyond the line of scrimmage. I mean, they're not even touching him.
1 yard gain for Colby Holland, who runs out of the backfield. Primary receiver, though, again, 31 reception, 32 yards. Mullaney can run, too. McCarthy's the leading ground gainer, 74 carries, 460 yards, 4 touchdowns on the ground, but he's also got 205 yards in the air and a touchdown. Second and 9 for Danvers. Mullaney under center with twins out to the right side, ball in the middle of the field. Gloucester jumps this time and makes contact.
Oh, boy. I think he made contact.
Yep. 5 yard penalty against the Fishermen. That'll put the ball down to the Gloucester 33-yard line.
I don't know if people understand, but a lot of times a quarterback will call, you know, the snap on one, and they'll do it for like 5 plays in a row, and then they call it on a 2, and it draws the defense offside because they get kind of used to snap count too.
Second and only 4 now for Danvers. Again, ball midway between the hash marks. This time, single receiver to the left, 2 running backs in the eye, with Coakley moving from left to right. Hand off to the tailback is McCarthy. Hit, spins, hit again, no gain.
Well, Danvers is persistent. They want to run the ball up the middle, and they're really not gaining anything.
Ball spotted right at the 33. So, no gain for McCarthy. Gloucester defense looking good, except for the penalties. Big day, of course, on Thanksgiving, and the stand is packed. Stand, singular, on this side. Lots of Danvers people here, lots of Gloucester people here. McCarthy is in motion, handoff to Coakley. This time he finds a seam close to the first down, but he may be a yard short, I don't know. Looks, he may have gotten it. Short gain, but he didn't need much, and he didn't get much. It's first down at the Gloucester 28. Is that the 29, not the 28?
Yeah, this was the heartbreaking playoff game in the semifinals and the sectionals.
Needed 4, got 4. 3:16 left to go in the first quarter, with Danvers having the ball now. This will be the 7th play of this drive. They had it 6 plays on their first drive. Play action as Mullaney throws it over the middle. It's up for grabs, knocked away. 3 defenders on McCarthy, and it was knocked away by Rivera.
Very good coverage by Gloucester. The number 5 went in motion, and then when the ball was snapped, he went across the field, and Gloucester wasn't fooled.
So it's 2nd and 10 for the Danvers Falcons. 6-4 under brand new head coach Ryan Nolan. And I want to thank Coach Nolan and, of course, the athletic director, Andy St. Pierre, for all their help this year. Tremendous in talking with the kids and talking with the coaches and covering Danvers High School. Same thing over here with Julie Smith, the AD at Gloucester High School, and Gloucester coach Tony Zerilli. On this run play, Coakley back to the line of scrimmage. That's it, right up the middle.
Well, Gloucester defensive tackle Petrilli, who's certainly undersized, is in the backfield. That's like the 3rd time he's been in the backfield.
Well, Paul, Coach Zerilli was echoing what you were talking about in some of our interviews, the angles and quickness on offense, and I'm guessing that applies in defense as well.
Right. With a team like Gloucester has, where their quickness is their advantage, you're just not going to stand there and muscle it out with somebody. What you're going to do is they'll all slant to the right or all slant strong side or all slant weak side, so you keep them moving.
3rd and 11 for Danvers. No score in the game. Clock at 2 minutes. Back to passes. Mullaney shoots it underneath. It's complete to Holland, and he goes forward to the 21-yard line.
It's 4-down territory, I believe, so it's going to be 3rd.
So, let's see. The ball, what did I just say, Paul, at the 21?
Yeah, it's about 2 yards, a long one, or 2
okay.
yards.
Yep, oh, 2. Really Chad Figueredo working diligently to try to get our video back here, and our audio is also sporadic, the internet very sporadic today. So, again, bear with us. And if we get the video up and running, then you can switch over to that. But right now, it is 4th and 2, Danvers. Stacked eye formation at the near hash mark. And timeout, Gloucester. So with this timeout, I want to remind you, get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's degree is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athletic-administration today. Athletic admin. And again,
well, Danvers is certainly, Gloucester's only run three plays, and we're almost at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, we have 1 minute, 18 seconds left to go, and this is a fourth down situation for Danvers Falcons. We got audio, we got video. All right, let me see if I can hook up our audio to our video. On the fourth down. Hand off. Oh, man, there's a pile. Yeah, I don't know.
Nowhere to run.
And
there was nowhere to run.
So,
big play for Gloucester.
Turnover, yep. On downs. How about that?
I mean, it wasn't even really close.
No.
And, tried to run out of the stack eye and got nothing.
Paul, watch the action for me. I'm trying to hook up our video here. Let's see if we can get that online with Gloucester. Where are you? At their own 20, 21? So it's a run play for Gloucester as the quarterback, Matt Smith, holds onto it.
Well, what happened, Rick,
is that
Smith, I think they were going to run the wing back reverse, and Smith tripped coming out. And the timing was off, and he just carried the ball. Fortunately, didn't gain anything.
So second down for Gloucester. With the clock rolling, with 40 seconds left to go in the first quarter, no score. Gloucester and Danvers. One running back, split backfield behind Smith. Run play to Pena Ortiz.
Well, Danvers is the same as Gloucester. They're really quick on defense. They're a little bit bigger than Gloucester, but they're certainly very quick, and that's the fullback drive they tried to run, and they've shut that down a couple times, and that's a play you have to shut down. If Gloucester gets a fullback trap going, you've got problems.
All right, so it is... well, we're coming to the end of the first quarter, and with that, we will take a break. After one, no score here from Newell Stadium in Gloucester. On Thanksgiving Day, it's Danvers and Gloucester.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
We will start the second quarter with the fields being reversed. Of course, Gloucester has a 3rd-and-7, no score, fast-paced first quarter. Of course, every time we say that, something happens. We hope to have video for you momentarily. Right now, it's 3rd-and-7, Gloucester at their own 25-yard line, moving from left to right. Pro set, rolling to his right, quarterback Smith avoids one rush, throws it over the middle, caught by Ollie Emerson, close to the first down. He may have it with a second effort at the 35-yard line.
Had to do a dance in the pocket, but he got...
Well, he did. Smith got a lot of bodies around him, but he got... found Emerson, and Emerson made a nice catch.
He fought for the ball too, Coach.
Yeah, he fought for the first down afterwards. Big play by Gloucester.
Going to put it at the 34, so it is a 9-yard gain, just enough for the first down. And Ollie Emerson with a terrific gesture in Marblehead a couple of weeks ago that you commented on, and he was noticed for. Once again, pro set, wing off to the right, hand off to the left half, going to his right. Peña Ortiz breaks it in the open field, 50, 40, here we go, it's a sprint, 20, 10, gone, touchdown. Peña Ortiz blasted off for 66 yards.
Just an off-tackle play, obviously good blocking, no one touched him. You know, Rick, it comes back to that. You know, what a difference it makes when he caught that ball for the first down.
Good point, yep.
You know, Gloucester would be punting, and instead they run off tackle, and he goes about 50 yards for a touchdown.
Wow. Well, that lights up the scoreboard for the first time tonight, as it's now, let's see here, 6-0 with 11 minutes left to go in the first half. And again, we're playing 12-minute quarters here today. So now we'll have to go for two. As Coach mentioned, tough time getting extra points here for Gloucester.
It's been exciting.
Been an adventure. Going to go for the Singleton. And it looks like a good snap, a good hold. And is it? It's a good kick. How about that? I don't know who kicked it, Coach.
Rivera.
Brandon Rivera. All right, so Gloucester on the board. First, 7-0 Gloucester with 11:08. Left to go in the first half. We will take a break, come back with the kickoff. We'll be right back.
Gloucester's Walter Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products, personal home and auto policies, as well as a full line of commercial coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester, now partnering with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore.
All right, we start getting ready for play for the kickoff here. And Gloucester has broken out on top. It will be Evan Smith kicking off for the Fishermen. Twin safeties back at the 15 this time are Coakley and McCarthy. Colby Holland is up a little bit tighter at his own 30-yard line. Ezra Lombardi back there as well. It's going to come down to... Coakley misplays it, has to retreat, but now he goes forward to the 25, out to the 30, across the 30-yard line. Almost disaster, but Coakley picked it up and got yardage out of it. So it's first and 10 for the Danvers Falcons to start this drive.
Now let's see if Danvers changed his philosophy of trying to run the ball up the middle. Not much success.
Starting at their own 26-yard line, 10:59. Left to go in the half. Trying to hook up our video here so you can watch this game. Having just gross technical difficulties this morning. Oh, man. But it is a beautiful day, and it's a happy Thanksgiving day. All right. The Falcons break. They have a two-man eye this time with receivers right and left. With Dylan, now he's going to go sit on the right wing. It is a pitch to McCarthy trying to sweep to the right, and he is stopped dead in his tracks, maybe a loss back to the 24.
I think that might have been a loss of a couple.
Well, they just tried to run a toss sweep, and nothing.
This front line of Danvers on defense are no slouches, with Ron Romontague, Tom Walfield, Lance Ledesma, and Franco Abatessa up front.
Well, they haven't had trouble moving the ball against anybody, and I've seen them on film quite a few times, and they're having trouble today.
Walfield is the center, Ledesma, Brennan the guards, and Abatessa Romontague the tackles. Second down, and it's a pass out to the flat. It's complete for a first down out to the 40-yard line. And look out, breaking away, second effort all the way down to the Gloucester 45. What was the number, Coach? Was it 42?
I didn't see, Rick, but I know Mullaney just got that play, pass off. A lot of pressure on him.
It was 43, Lemmy, Alex Lemmy with the reception. And so it is a first down for Danvers, their biggest play of the day. It's at the Gloucester 44. Gloucester takes its second time out.
The play-action pass is what Danvers is good at, and that's the only way they've seemed to move the ball against Gloucester tonight, today anyways.
Well, that's a big play, Coach. Let's see, 26 and for 30 yards. Gloucester's Walter Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products, personal home and auto policies, as well as a full line of coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester. Wilkins Insurance, now partnering with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore.
All right, everybody, welcome back. First and 10, Danvers after that big play.
So the ball is at the 46-yard line of Gloucester. Not. And it is first and 10 for Danvers. They got a wing to the left, two receivers off. Now again, Holland will move over to the right on the tight side. Hand off to the tailback, McCarthy. He loses yardage back at the 50. Mercy.
Well, there's not a lot of blocking going on for Danvers' offensive line.
Gary Stanton, the PA announcer up here, says Gary Stanton was the first man there. And I'll take his word for it. 7-0, Gloucester leading with a point after. I don't think I've seen a point after kick this year.
Well, I was going to make a comment, Rick, and I wasn't sure, but I think that's about maybe the second one they've made.
Okay. Well, that's a good omen if you're a Gloucester fan. And I'm not laughing because of the futility, just the fact that they got one. That's excellent. Falcons able to score from anywhere on the field this year. Back to pass is Mullaney, screen to the left. It is complete, but for a loss, as that thing was covered beautifully. The catch was by McCarthy, and he doesn't even get to the 50. He's down at the 47 on Danvers' side of the field.
One of the things you do when you run a screen pass is you take a normal drop, and then you backpedal. What happened there, Mullaney just went way back, and it was kind of easy to tell. Excuse me, it was a screen.
And Gloucester defends that one pretty well. So now it's 3rd and 17. Danvers Falcons at their own 47-yard line, trailing 7-0. Clock moving, 8.5 minutes left to go.
Typically, in this situation, they just throw the ball to Coakley, no matter if he's covered or not, because he's 6'2 or 6'3 and just will outjump anybody.
From the shotgun, Mullaney fires it to Coakley. Complete, short of the first down, though. Downed at the Gloucester 38.
Bring up a third down in about 2 yards shy of the first down.
But again, it's a four down real estate.
Yeah, Mullaney is just very, very accurate. Throws a really nice ball.
Right over the top. Nice style, nice delivery.
Should be interesting to see if they try to run for this first down or they throw again. They've got nothing in the running game.
It is fourth down for Danvers at the Gloucester 38-yard line. And they need 2 yards to get the first down. They're going to put Coakley out to the right, way out to the right,
yeah,
with Holland behind him.
They're putting him into the sideline, so there's not a lot of room out there.
Oh, he's in the slot now with Holland off to the far side, one running back. And Danvers apparently jumped. So it is a motion play on Danvers.
So it's going to be down to 7 now that they change their minds and punt.
Yep. Ball goes back to the 43.
Yeah, here comes the punt team.
Well, watch out for a fake punt, Coach.
Well, I was going to say that at the beginning, Danvers does run a lot of trick plays. I don't know if they run fake punts, but
see who's underneath. Up backs are not normally ball carriers. But the punter is way back, 10, 12, almost 13 yards off. There it is. Short snap. It is to a receiver. Nothing.
You know, Rick, the thing is, they keep running to the short side of the field where the sideline acts as a defender.
Lemmy actually lost yardage. He was the up back on that. Well, they're going to give it to the 49, so he got a couple, but not enough.
Some kind of a stunt play there. And they did.
Well, actually, he went to the Danvers. I got. Let me see where we're at. It's at the 44, the Gloucester 44. So he lost a yard. Set that straight. Okay, so the fishermen take over now. 7 minutes left to go in the half. They're at their own 46. First and 10, leading 7-0. Peña Ortiz again off to the right side, and he gets about 5 yards. Over to the Danvers 49.
Well, that's the same play they ran for the touchdown, but it's a different formation. That formation. Gloucester was unbalanced. They had the tight end and the split end both on the same side of the ball.
And again, sorry for the sporadic outburst here on our internet. Not our fault. Second and 5 for Gloucester. They're at the just over midfield at the Danvers 49. Split backfield behind Matt Smith. Long count. And Ortiz, Peña Ortiz the other way. And he high steps close to the first down, down to the 45-yard line of Danvers.
Danvers is playing a soft defense. In other words, their cornerback is really back deep, and the two inside linebackers are really off the ball.
Luster right back to the line of scrimmage, handoff to the up back. And there's a pile of players. I think he got the first down, whoever carried it.
You know, it's funny, Rick, is you watch the officials and they say where the ball went.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
Mark Smith with the first down on the carry to the 44. Got a yard.
There's a ball of players here.
I know. Well, you watch the side judge here, and, you know, he spots it for us before the ball is even put down. But it's a first down for Gloucester. So Gloucester on the previous possession, 4 plays and 79 yards for the touchdown. They're now in their 4th play with the first down on this possession at the Danvers 44.
Unbalanced line again.
It's Mark Smith in motion. Peña Ortiz, he's got a block, breaks the first down to the 30, breaks another tackle to the 20, breaks another tackle, he's down to the 17-yard line.
All right, they put the wing to the right and put him in motion, and then they ran quick pitch to that side.
Going to give it to the 16.
Even if you know it's coming, it's a tough play to stop.
We have a timeout, Davis.
And I'm sorry, it's at the 18.
Whole timeout, okay. With the score, lost the 7, Davis, nothing.
So it is a timeout here with the fishermen leading 7-0. Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic admin master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today. Did you develop a ritual over time for Thanksgiving as a coach?
Yeah, we did some special things, and we would actually take the team and go bowling because you had a long layoff, and then we'd have this, you know, kind of a ceremony the night before the game where we would talk. It was called the burning of the shoe, and each senior got a chance to talk, and he actually burned an old football shoe. I don't know. And you can't do it on synthetic turf anymore.
Okay. Run play for Gloucester. Stopped in the backfield, but Ortiz, Peña Ortiz breaks a tackle, another one, and somehow manages to get inside the 10-yard line.
Wow. He is tough to bring down.
I thought he was stopped twice in that particular play. He gets the first down, so it's to the 9-yard line. Oh, I'm trying to see. Yeah, it's at the 8. Thank you, Gary. 10 yards.
They got to wrap him up and gang tackle.
First and 10, Gloucester at the Danvers 8-yard line. Check it, first and goal. Shoe-to-shoe formation, split backfield. Peña Ortiz looking for a hole, stutter steps, and he might have gotten a couple before he's driven backwards.
Yeah, he's good at kind of delaying in the hole and just finding that little opening.
Put it on. All right, where do they spot the ball, Coach? 6?
Right on the 5. 5-yard line.
Rick, it's so hard
Thanks,
to
Paul.
See.
Five.
Well, it's a five.
Okay.
No, it's a six.
More closer to the six.
All right, so it's a 2-yard gain for Peña Ortiz. Phil Nicastro calling the game for local cable. Second and goal, Gloucester, just outside the five on the far hash. And this is a reverse coming around, sweep to the right. It's going to be a touchdown for Mark Smith. Sweep to the right, and it's 13-0 Gloucester. Wow.
Well, what's good is Gloucester has not run away from unbalanced line. They've run to the strength the whole season. In a couple of plays here, it's different. You're actually running away from the strength, which probably Danvers isn't expecting.
Seven plays, another 54 yards on the touchdown march, and let's see if Gloucester can pick up another PAT here this afternoon. And this one looks pretty good, but is it wide? No, it's right through the middle. I can't tell from this angle.
No, it was wide.
Oh, it was wide. Okay. So Smith misses on that one, but he did get one in a row. And now it's 13-0, Gloucester.
Rivera.
I'm sorry. That was Rivera that time? Because Evan Smith did it the first time. Okay. Or was it Rivera the first time?
Rivera
both times. I stand corrected. I wrote the wrong one down. No, I had Rivera. There you go. I did have it. All right, so getting squared away. 3:43 left to go in the first half. Gloucester now leads 13-0. And I'm told by Chad Figueredo that we are online, so if you're listening to this, go on over to the video, check the video, and follow the game on video now. We'll try to switch over and do a video broadcast because our audio has so much problems, and we've got a lot of catching up to do, Chad. So after the next score or next timeout, we'll get started with some of our makeups. Do the one at a time if we can. Try to get in Cape Ann Savings Bank and Gloucester House, if you would please, Chad, on the 30-second breaks. So it's first and... No, it's not. It's a kickoff for Gloucester. Rivera will be kicking off. No, it's Smith this time. So Smith will be kicking off from left to right. Gloucester, two possessions, two touchdowns, wobbly kick. Coakley fields it right in the middle at the 20 to the 25, goes outside, down the sideline to the 30, 35, across the 40 and out to the 45-yard line. Nice run back by Coakley. Foster with 121 yards of offense so far in this first half. And Danvers, let's see. 14 and... Trying to figure this out, Coach. 15, 29, 44, 58.
Actually, Danvers got four receivers to this side. Empty backfield.
First and 10 for Danvers at their own 45-yard line. 3:34 left to go. It's a pitch or a pass. I'm not sure. To the left to McCarthy. Nothing. Going to be a loss. I don't know if that was a pass or a pitch, Coach.
I think
tell.
It was a forward pass. But
was it forward?
Gloucester is just so quick on defense today, especially.
It's another loss for Danvers on offense. Back to the 44. Loss of one. Down to almost a 3-minute mark here left to go first half. 13-0 for the Gloucester Fishermen. Touchdowns by Peña Ortiz in the first quarter and by Mark Smith in the second. Mullaney in the backfield with a bunch, three receivers to the left. He wants to go to the right. Mullaney has to run with it. Now he'll throw it short. It is complete to Colby Holland. First down at the 43-yard line of Gloucester, where he's knocked out of bounds. And a penalty on top of it.
Well, if he was in, he looked like he was still in bounds, but he hit him, and they must have said he was out. Personal foul, yeah.
Well, it was a 13-yard gain on a good play by Mullaney, scrambling and then looking long, but then finding Holland underneath.
The only thing I can think of, Rick, is he hit him lead with his helmet.
Well, Coach, it really is actually out in the middle of the field, and that's unusual. Wow. Big one, baby, big one. Oh, my. All the way down to the Gloucester 27-yard line. So it's a big personal foul. First and 10, Danvers. Now they're on the march with the eye, two-man eye, stacked up behind Mullaney. He wants to throw. Sets, has to roll to his left. Running, scrambling, getting away from one tackler. And he's going to go out of bounds at the 20-yard line, at the 21-yard line.
He's a nifty kid. I enjoy watching him. He just has certainly has a presence out there of where the defenders are and how to get loose and keeping his eyes downfield. Coakley got a
penalty marker way after the play. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Danvers. So that'll get the 15 yards back that Gloucester lost on its penalty. And
that's just
unfortunate. That was a 6-yard gain. Positive yardage. It's going to come back to the Gloucester 37.
First of all, unsportsmanlike penalty against the Falcons.
Alright, so welcome to our video broadcast now as we are on the air thanks to the efforts of Chad Figueredo, and it looks like even our audio is beginning to settle down now. Danvers facing a second and almost 20 yards to go for the first down at the Gloucester 43. Mullaney runs to his right, fires it short, and it is complete to the Gloucester 25 or 26, it looks like.
Their timing is very good, you know, with the, you know, he's throwing the ball and the receiver is stopping and, you know, turning, and the ball's just halfway there, and that's hard to defend.
Matthew Reedy with the catch to the Gloucester 26, a gain of 11. So it's about 9 to go, maybe 7 to go for the first down. Substantial yardage. It's third down. Third down and about 7 for the first down at the Gloucester 26. Mullaney, shotgun, rolls to his left. Running, fires it. Great effort by Reedy, but as you can see, he had to leap at the 11 and went out of bounds, coming down out of bounds. So it'll be fourth down for Danvers. They'll have to go for it, obviously. It's a little bit outside of Zach Dillon's range. We were watching Dillon kick 35-yard field goals in warm-ups. This is a little bit beyond that. Beautiful day, as you can see. Many, many people here. We've had great crowds, Paul, in all the games, all the Friday night games I've been to, especially in Marblehead. Ringing the perimeter of the field. All right, so it's third down and 8 at the Gloucester 26-yard line. Now Danvers will take a timeout.
Well, again, Danvers is lined up trips, but they're into the sidelines, so there's not a lot of room to run a lot of routes there.
All right, Chad, next time we have a break, we'll do that, and then maybe you can give me a 10-second mark when we come back. Right now it's fourth down and 8, 2:12 left to go in the first half, 13-0 Gloucester. Total yardage for the Fishermen, they are up to 121 in this first half, and Danvers prior to this possession 78, so they're knocking on the door for 100 as well. In fact, they're over 100 in this first half, but they're trailing 13-0. Danvers line sets,
trips to the right end of the sideline,
one back in the backfield with the shotgun, Mullaney. He rolls to his right, fires it, it's incomplete. Right at the down marker, ball bounces away from Colby Holland. I think that was well defended, Coach. I couldn't tell.
It was. The Gloucester had it covered, but like I said, when you run those pass routes into the sideline, it's just not a lot of room.
Mm-hmm. 2:05 now left to play in the first half. Gloucester shuts down the Danvers offense that time. 8 plays for the Falcons, and
well, that personal unsportsmanlike conduct really, really hurt.
8 plays, 26 yards on that drive for the Falcons. So they now have 104 yards of offense, Gloucester 121. Fishermen break the huddle. They bring it out to their own 26 with 2 minutes left to go. Tight formation. Gloucester in motion with Mark Smith. Matt Smith throws to his right. Complete short to Ollie Emerson at the 25. And he's tackled at the 30. Nice open field tackle by the Danvers Falcons, Franco Abatessa. Looked like that play was going to get a lot more than that, but they did get it to the 31 first down. Second down and 5. Right back to the line of scrimmage. Hand off, run play right side.
You know, Coach Cirilli is upset about something that's happening at the point of attack.
Pena Ortiz comes up with his hands outstretched as well. Timeout. Gloucester, I think. Hold on, Chad. Yeah, this is a short one, so hold on. We'll try to catch up with our terrific sponsors at halftime. We'll do it that way on our video portion. The radio portion, we're switching over to video now, so happy to have it back. Thanks to the efforts of Chad Figueredo of streamography.com. All right, so the ball is at the 34. And this is a run play, Peña Ortiz. He is dumped short of the first down once again.
That's what you call filling the hole. Someone, I'm not sure who,
doesn't get.
I think it was 21.
So it's fourth and about two for the first down.
Holland came up from the secondary and just closed that hole down.
Timeout Danvers. So at the half, we'll turn it over to Chad to run some of our makeup commercials here as we missed the first quarter, but we do have video. And don't forget, over on Channel A, Lynn English, Lynn Classical right now with updates from all over the North Shore. Marty Smith is at the Beverly-Salem game giving live updates, and John Squires is at the Marblehead-Swampscott game giving us updates from there as well. So at halftime, check in on Channel A with Bill Newell and Tim Kearns. This one, we have a minute and 15 seconds left to play. It has been the Gloucester ground game primarily, with one clutch catch by Ollie Emerson that set up one of the scores. Warm enough up here, Coach?
It's beautiful. I think I'm going to get a tan here today.
Love this press box. So Jeff Latanze brings the team out. And it looks as though Gloucester will punt. I'm betting they will, Coach. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. They should.
All right. This time it is Evan Smith. Deep punt formation. Oh, it's a wobbly kick. It's going to roll to Coakley. He's going to let it go at the 35-yard line. And it'll get down to the Danvers 33. And Coach, I've noticed this year, because of your mentioning special teams and tutoring me on that, that there are several teams in the conference that are so good on special teams, and every single one of them, the receivers generally field the punt.
Right. Yeah.
It's a fair catch.
Right. Sometimes the kicks are so poor that it's hard to do.
Right.
But you're right. It just eats up yardage. You know, that's another first down or two that you gain by catching the punt.
104 left to go. Three receivers off to the right, ball in the near hash mark. Danvers moving from right to left in their all-white uniforms. Oh, my. Mulaney was buried, as you can see. And he was just clobbered by Lance. I'm sorry, by Kevin Gabriel.
Well, what happens is, because of the Gloucester penetrating on the straight drop back passes, Danvers has gone to a rollout and or a sprint out, and they can't block the backside defensive end. So the backside defensive end is running them down, and of course he can't see him coming.
That was a beanbag that was thrown by the referee to spot the ball as the quarterback was driven backwards. It was not a flag, a penalty flag. So the ball is at the Gloucester 20.
I believe they're just going to let it run out.
Yep. You're going to let it roll. Well, maybe not. Maybe one more. Let's see. Clock moving. 25 seconds. Going to run the play. Laney steps into the pocket. Long downfield. Caught by McCarthy. He may go at the 30, the 20, and down by Mark Smith at the Gloucester 15 with 14 and a half seconds left. Well, they didn't let it run it out, Coach.
Well, there's 5 years off Cirilli's life here on that one.
It's at the Gloucester 16.
He got behind the secondary. Beautiful throw.
You betcha. Wow. 60-yard gain. So it's first and 10 for Danvers. They are at the 16-yard line on the far hash mark with a chance to cut this lead in half or better. I formation, Mullaney the quarterback. Tailback is McCarthy. Pass to the left, arcs it up for Coakley. Almost intercepted in the end zone. Who is 17, Coach? Antonino Romeo Oliver. Well, he came out of nowhere. Closing speed. I thought Coakley had that one for sure.
Talk about perseverance. Here's a kid that didn't start at the beginning of the year and stuck it out, and now he's playing very well at defensive corner.
Wow. Terrific play. Terrific play on defense. Coakley was open, and then all of a sudden closing was Romeo Oliver. Second and 10. Mullaney looks to his right this time. Overthrown at about the 1. And that is Coakley.
One more play. What you want to do is obviously Coakley's taller than everyone else. You want to get him so he's a little bit flat-footed and he can jump up in the air and catch the ball and not on the run.
Terrifically talented young man. Both on offense and defense. Now Zach Dillon's been kicking.
They are trying to field goal.
He was kicking him from the 25. This is at the 23. Line drive kick. That's going to go wide left. And that ends the half. So we'll break here at the half and try to do some of our catch-ups here. But at the half, it is Gloucester Fisherman 13 and the Danvers Falcons 0 on this Thanksgiving morning. Okay, we are at the half, and welcome back to our live streaming video broadcast of high school football on Thanksgiving Day, Danvers and Gloucester. Well, the statistics don't show a lot of difference between the two teams, but on the scoreboard, it's 13-0 Gloucester. Their scoring drives, the first one for the Fishermen, ended with 11:05 left to go in the half, as I believe it was on the first or second play of the second quarter when Jan Pena Ortiz bolted 66 yards to give Gloucester the 7-0 lead as Brandon Rivera added the point after. And then a little later in the quarter, Mark Smith on a sweep to the right, 5 yards out, finished off a 7-play, 54-yard touchdown drive. The PAT missed, but it was then 13-0 at that point, which is where we finished. Statistically, 130 yards of offense for Gloucester, 155 yards of offense for Danvers, but 60 of those came in that one play. Very difficult to compete with the Danvers man. They've got electronics helping them out here, and they don't need it. They're so good. Right. But individually, Jan Pena Ortiz, 10 carries, 111 yards to leave the way for Gloucester. And, of course, passing has been the big yardage gainer for the Danvers Falcons. But, Paul, it's pretty much been the Gloucester defense that has shined so far.
I believe so, Rick. I mean, they have stopped the running game of Danvers. And the only way Danvers has been able to move the ball is throwing the ball. And, you know, they keep trying, but it's just not working. So, and Danvers is even putting pressure on Mullaney when he's throwing the ball, and they've gone to kind of a sprint-out type pass protection so that they can get the ball off. But Gloucester's, you know, I mean, they've made big plays. And Ortiz is tough to bring down. I mean, he broke some tackles, and, you know, once he gets in the open, he looks like... know he's going to outrun anybody else. So it should be interesting in the second half. I think Danvers is going to come out, and they're just really going to have to throw the ball to catch up. I don't know if they're have any time to test the running game, but one of the advantages Danvers has is the 12-minute periods.
Mm-hmm.
So the game is a lot longer than typical. So if you're ahead, you want the game to go by pretty fast, and if you're behind, you know, these 12-minute quarters will help.
And Paul, both teams have had the so-called adversity this year. Danvers with some significant injuries and some really, really tough last-second losses. And Gloucester has gone through a very difficult time with the lack of numbers involved in terms of kids coming out for football, but then also due for various reasons, injuries and school disciplinary action and so on. But Gloucester has, to this point, weathered the storm, and I think that's a testament to both coaching staff and the kids who remain, some of the younger kids getting some playing time that ordinarily might not.
Right. It could be Tony Zerilli's best year coaching, because not only has he had all those things to to deal with, but he also has a young coaching staff. And what I mean by that is he lost a lot of coaches for various reasons. And not Brian Anderson, I know, got a full-time job, and Tom Walsh moved to Florida. So he had to hire some coaches, and there's really not a lot of guys out there who have experience coaching. And this is good that they got a year under their belt, but Tony's really had to run most of the show himself.
And on the other side, it's been a similar situation in terms of personnel for Ryan Nolan over at Danvers. He's a first-time, first-year head coach, Paul, and, you know, he's got some carryovers from his coaching staff, but he's had to sell his program, if you will, to the kids, and they've responded very well over at Danvers High School.
Well, he's got Bruce Rich with him. And Bruce Rich was a head coach at Chelmsford. And I think Bruce's son is also part of the staff at Danvers. And Bruce coached for, at least over 20 years, I believe, at Chelmsford. Very successful. And having him, you know, really helps. I know that one of my years, I had Jack Radcliffe. And Jack was the head coach at Madinon, and he had won a Super Bowl. And, you know, he was so helpful just having his experience around me. And, you know, he was obviously could have been the head coach himself. But he certainly helped me learn a lot about dealing with situations.
Funny how the cycle goes, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
and you help others with situations. All right, I think we'll take a break if we can, Chad. We're at halftime. It's 13-0. Gloucester leading this one. The Danvers band performing, and they've got a lot of numbers out there in the field, but they've also got a portable stage with two guitar players and a drummer, and looks like a soloist up there right now. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. It's halftime here at Newell Stadium with Gloucester leading it by a score of 13-0. Alrighty then, welcome back to high school football. You see the Danvers marching band leaving the field now, and they're disassembling the halftime show with the portable stage out there. Pretty impressive. And these guys do a tremendous job. I'd like to see them, a battle of bands with them in Beverly, huh?
Very good. It's amazing. I feel confident organizing a football team, but just watching them, I don't know how they do that.
Paul, what's your reactions on the league this year? Because, Marblehead, Lynn English, Lynn Classical, Gloucester and Danvers for a while, but Marblehead, Lynn Classical, Lynn English finished all up around 10-1 overall, 9-1, whatever, going into these games. a chance really for a couple of schools to get on. Gillette didn't make it, but what's your impression of the year?
Well, I think, I believe the Lynn team stepped it up. They've had a few down years, and it was good to see them come up because, you know, when I was coaching, Classical and English were tough, especially Classical was very tough. So it's good to see them come back. This format, I'm just not sold on it. And I find it very confusing. And speaking with other coaches that I know from the past, they're not happy with it either. It just seems very confusing. And although, one of the things they say about it is, well, when you're out of it, you know, Thanksgiving Day, why do you play and all this stuff. But I'll tell you, the two teams here today are playing as tough as you could ask for, and, you know, it means a lot to both teams. So I don't know if that's true, but, you know, I think Mike Lynch did something on TV where, like, 125 teams made the playoffs, and some of them only won 26% of their games. And his argument was, to the MIAA, you know, it's supposed to be athletics and also academics. And it's like saying, well, you get a 26 on a test, but you go to the Honor Society anyways, you know.
Leave it to Mike Lynch to come up with that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. He was.
It makes sense.
I tend to agree with him.
It makes sense. You know, and the other thing that, the thing that gets me also, Paul, is, but by the way, the Thanksgiving Day games, Bill and I and Tim Kearns, we talked with about 12 or 15 coaches prior to Thanksgiving, and all those interviews are up, by the way, for anybody who wants to take a look at them. And to a man, they were telling, they were talking, no matter what the record was, about how important this game was to the kids. So there is still that tradition, thank goodness. But the idea for me is, like, playing some of these, and it's no disrespect intended for Melrose or Somerville or Malden, but that's just not in this proximity of where the Cape Ann League and the Northeast Conference are.
Right. You know, it's the Northeast Conference was one of the most stable. I started coaching in 72, and I think it started a few years before that, and it was one of the best leagues, and it never changed. You know, all these other leagues, Middlesex League and the Greater Boston League, you know, people are in and out, but it was so stable, and, you know, we were kind of proud of that. And then all of a sudden, we let in, I believe it was Revere or Peabody, and then they started letting in other teams, and next thing you know, it's just like this scrambled mess. You know, I'll be honest with you, one year, I didn't even know what league we were in.
Well, now it's the tier system in Division 4 for Gloucester, and I don't know where Danvers is. Are they Division 3 or Division 4? I don't even
three.
Know. They're in Division 3. So, I don't know. And then
why?
I keep...
That's what I think.
Yeah, well,
why?
I keep hoping there will be a Super League combining the Cape Ann League and the Northeastern Conference and have maybe a couple of divisions that way, but that ain't happening. And
well, the enrollments are changing. Like Gloucester, I think they have like 800 students, and I think my last
they're under 800.
They're under 800. Yeah. We had about 1,200 when I left.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think Danvers is down too. I mean, I think they're down just as much.
Oh, and Winthrop is hurting. I mean, you know, it's just you and I did the Winthrop-Danvers game at the beginning of the season, and it was a wide advantage for Danvers. They put in their JVs. And Coach Driscoll couldn't do that on the Winthrop sideline because he couldn't put in, you know, guys who were essentially just coming out of the eighth grade. Couldn't do it. And I don't know. I've heard talk, and I hope it comes to fruition someday, of a Cape Ann co-op team because Manchester Essex numbers are down as well.
You know, I also, you know, a lot of the athletic directors or principals who make these decisions weren't around when the league was stable.
Yep.
And I don't know if they look back at the history, but it certainly might be smart to just kind of see what went on for years and was very successful.
Waiting for Gloucester to come back on the field. As you can see, the Falcons have re-arrived. And I want to remind you to get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepare students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's Athletic Admin Master's Program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today. Happy to have you with us on this Thanksgiving morning. I'm Rick Moore, along with Paul Ingram, our producer and engineer, Bill Poposky, and, of course, our director today from streamography.com is Chad Figueredo. And the spotty internet that we have, it's not our fault. We have spotty internet, and just bear with us, stay with us, and we'll do the best we can, and you'll hear and see what's going on here to the best of our ability on this gorgeous day. It's just a beautiful day for football. When we started the game, 34 degrees, wind was out of the north at about 11 miles an hour, and good for football, not a factor really in the game. Gloucester's Walter Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products personal home and auto policies. That is personal, home, and auto policies, as well as a full line of coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester. Wilkins Insurance, now partnering with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore.
Well, Gloucester was really late coming out. I remember one year Salem was late coming out in the second half. They had changed their uniforms to a different color.
Who did? Gloucester did?
No, Salem.
Oh, okay.
Kenny Ferrone.
Yeah, well. Yeah, he...
I think he went from red to black. And
he's the master.
Yeah.
Did you see, were you coaching at Gloucester the 74 game when Jay Palazzolo had that final game over there at Salem? That
yes.
Was
yeah.
it Jay? I think it was the
yeah,
1-point game,
13-12. Yeah, that was 13,000.
Yep.
When we got there, the place was packed.
I think that's the only game my dad and I ever went to together in high school football. And it was a beautiful day, just like today, as I recall. Well, Gloucester has returned to the field. We are getting ready for the second half with Gloucester leading 13-0. And again, the touchdowns for the fisherman, Jan Pena Ortiz, a 66-yard lightning bolt with 11:08 left to go in the first half. And then Mark Smith from 5 yards out, 3:42 left to go in the first half. It is 13-0. We're ready to go. Falcons will be kicking off from left to right.
See what the fisherman can do on this drive. Leave it 13-0 and we are underway.
And the second half has begun. Short kick by Dillon that's going to come down at the 23-yard line. Returned out to the 36, maybe.
Take it back to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, that was John Mondello.
And there you go, John Mondello with the return. For Gloucester, decent field position.
On their own 36.
So Gloucester can come up with some points on this drive.
12-minute quarters this afternoon, this morning, still morning right now.
Well, I think Gloucester would like to grind out some yardage here, even if they don't score, just get the clock down.
Split backfield, handoff on the run play to Ortiz. That's to his right. Doesn't quite get to the 40, or does he? The second effort.
He's must have a low center of gravity because
yeah.
he's really...
yeah, put it at the 40, I guess, right? So, yeah, four-yard gain.
One of the things you always want to do carrying the ball is get your shoulders square at the line of scrimmage and fall forward. Once you get your shoulders to the sideline, the defender's got all the advantages.
Pena Ortiz has 115 yards right now. 11 carries, 115 yards. Again, split backfield for the fisherman on that far hash mark, moving away from the canal. Pitch, run play. Ortiz, he's got some room to the 40, to the 30. Gets some blocking. Following the blocking, cuts it inside and falls down. Yep, at the 5 yard line.
Downfield.
Yep. Penalty back at the Danvers 32. Now the ball got down to the 8 yard line of Danvers rather. And apparently it's against the Falcons. Wave it off. No penalty. So,
well, that's two times the quick pitches really hurt Danvers.
That's a 62-yard run for Pena Ortiz. Coach, 12 carries, 177 yards. Almost broke it, but it's first and goal from the Danvers 8. Third play from scrimmage of the half. Ortiz hurdles a tackler, and he's going to get to the... Line of scrimmage.
I think he's a little winded.
Well, you would think.
Second and seven.
They give him a yard? Yep.
Danvers has got to come up with a stop here.
Very much so, I think. You know, first series for Gloucester in the second half, already leading 13-0. Split backfield. Smith, the right halfback, Pena Ortiz, the left halfback, Matt Smith under center. Handoff to the Mondello. Well, wasn't Smith, it's Mondello goes up the middle. Gets it to the five.
Fullback trap. They've had trouble popping that. Gambus has done a good job on that play, but they're having trouble off tackle and they're having trouble with the quick pitch.
First series here in the second half. Just a gorgeous Thanksgiving morning. Beautiful. Happy Thanksgiving to one and all, and thanks to all the athletic directors and coaches who have helped us out this football season. Split backfield once again. Counterplay, play action, throws to the right flat. No signal. Touchdown. It was caught by Ollie Emerson, it looks like. Real late call by the officials. Who's the last man getting up, Coach? It's not Ollie.
No, it's
Mark Smith, and he's, it looks like he's not feeling too well.
Matt Smith to Mark Smith.
Brother to brother.
And that's probably not here on Thanksgiving Day.
But that is a touchdown through the air for Gloucester, and that is rare. Third touchdown pass of the year for Matt Smith. Covers the five, and it's now 19.
I think they're going to go for two here. After missing the extra point last time. Wow, this is a new formation.
Who's the quarterback? Is it Smith? I can't tell. It is.
Yeah.
He's going to keep it, go right up the middle. Mm-mm. Nothing doing. So, with 9:24 left to go in the third quarter, Gloucester leads it by a score of 19-0. We'll take a break, and we'll be back. Gloucester up now 19-0 as we continue in the third quarter. First possession for the Fishermen. They go five plays, 64 yards. And with 9:24 left to go in the third quarter, Gloucester now out in front 19-0. I think that's a bit of a surprise to me.
Me too, Rick. I didn't expect this. Didn't expect Danvers not to be able to run the ball.
So Smith kicks it off, short kick, fielded at the 22. Coakley on the far hash, runs it to the near hash, cuts it along the numerals, breaks it out to midfield, and he gets it all the way down to the Gloucester 41-yard line.
Well, he's always a danger.
Mm-hmm.
Try to kick it away from him. Coakley's not getting up.
Put the ball at the Gloucester 44. With 9:12 left to go, and you see Cookley's going to have to go walk that off, apparently.
Davis, you start off first and 10 from the Gloucester 44-yard line.
Davis, 16.
So a couple of touchdowns by Mark Smith for Gloucester. One on the ground, one in the air. Another touchdown by Jan Pena Ortiz. 19-0 is where we stand. And now Danvers needs to get their offense in gear and get moving. Take advantage of this terrific field position at the Gloucester 44 and Coakley's run back. Two receivers out to the left. Quick pass to the left. Complete. Down to the Gloucester 25-yard line. Reedy with the catch. Nice play.
The three-step drop, just a slant. Quarterback just takes three quick steps. A little bit dangerous, but they completed it.
Thought he got the first down, but they put it right at the 35, so it's second and one. This time you've got the three receivers on the near side. That's Justin Mullaney keeping it. Gets the first down about a yard or two after that before he's driven backwards.
Well, the thing is, you can't panic. I mean, you can't just, throw the ball on every down and throw it deep. You just got to try and work it down the field, get some consistency, and then defensively, you got to slow down Gloucester.
That extra minute makes a difference, too, doesn't it, Paul? It's four extra minutes in the game.
Right, it is. It's a huge difference. They're not used to playing this long.
Mm-hmm. But we're below sea level. We're not a mile high. First and 10. Danvers, quick pass to this side. Holland, complete. Fights for first down yardage, and he got it to the Gloucester 20.
Boy, has he got a great arm. Quick release. Very accurate. Throws the ball at the right speed.
The ball is right at the 20-yard line now. First and 10, Danvers.
And he's obviously got some guys that can catch it.
First down, Danvers. So
when you have three-step drops, you just don't need the blocking that you do for a five- or a seven-step drop. So they've gone to the quick passing game.
Big, big series for Danvers, trailing by 19, but they are on the march at the Gloucester 20. And Mullaney is wrapped up and dropped. Throws the ball. Yeah, it's down. He's down. They're going to say he's down. He was sacked. Ball is at the 27, so it's a 7-yard loss.
Well, what they did then is they tried the fake the slant and then go deep with a pump fake. And again, they didn't have the time to throw anything longer than a three-step drop.
Makes it 2nd and 17 at the near hash. Gloucester 27-yard line. Danvers seemingly rolling downfield, but that play snuffed out by Gloucester. Mullaney straight back. Off to the left side. Nobody there. Reedy, the intended receiver, but it really wasn't anywhere near him at the Gloucester 10. Third and 17, and this is big play coming up. Well, you got two if you need them for Danvers, but they really need to get on the scoreboard.
Coakley has not been back in the game since the kickoff.
He's had some injuries from time to time this year. Third and 17, 19-0 Gloucester. Danvers at the Fisherman 27. Mullaney goes to the left under pursuit, throws it away. Boy, he felt the pressure and got rid of it smartly.
The back who was leading the blocking turned around and he saw the defender coming at him. He didn't block him.
Carlos Hernandez Reyes was the defender, and Mulaney's life was in jeopardy on that one.
Well, what happens is when you sprint left and you're right-handed quarterback, you just don't have much on the ball. It's very hard to bring your shoulders around to throw it, so that was a tough throw.
So Mulaney needs to conjure something here with Danvers facing a 4th and 17. Very quiet crowd, stacked with both Danvers and Gloucester fans here on the near side. Mullaney, somebody call his pass. He throws it after getting away. Caught!
Oh, what a catch.
At the 2-yard line.
Is that Holland?
Yeah, Colby Holland with a tremendous catch in traffic. And now it's 1st and goal from about the 3.
Well, you know, you always tell receivers to catch the ball at the highest point, and I'll tell you, he reached the highest point when he got that. Nice
Ooh.
Throw, too.
Oh, yeah, what a play. So there is life for Danvers. At the 3, 1st and goal. Still 6 minutes left to go in the 3rd quarter. There's a stacked eye. We haven't seen that in a while. Hand off to the tailback goes into the end zone. It is a touchdown. I don't know who carried it. It's McCarthy. Gets the touchdown, and Danvers is on the board. 19-6 Gloucester.
Should be interesting to see if they go for 2. I believe they will.
So Matt McCarthy picks up his 6th touchdown of the year.
They run this formation where they line up everybody to the left of the center. It's called water bucket. And they have depending on how the defense lines up, they may go for 2 from it, or they shift back and kick the extra points, which is what they're doing now.
Well, Mullaney is the holder, and Dillon is the kicker. Everything looks good, and Dillon puts it through. So it's now 19-7, but Danvers is on the board. Very important drive for the Falcons here in this 3rd.
Well, give Mullaney credit, boy. Got out of some predicaments and made a great throw at the right time.
So McCarthy on the 3-yard keeper. That finishes off an 8-play, 44-yard touchdown drive for the Falcons with 5:49 left to go in the 3rd quarter. Long day here at Newell. For Danvers now, they have 199 yards of total offense. Gloucester has 194. Gloucester's Walter Williams Insurance Agency. Make it Walter Wilkins. Boy, slow down more. Gloucester's Walter Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products. Personal, home, and auto policies, as well as a full line of coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester. Wilkins Insurance, now partnering with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore. Gloucester will return the ball from the 15. That's Mondello. Sideline all the way out to the 30 and beyond the 30. Nice run back by John Mondello with the over-the-shoulder catch.
Gloucester had the all-hands team in and usually get your receivers in skill positions, not knowing whether Danvers was going to try an onside kick. And they didn't, so it's pretty early to try an onside kick. Shouldn't be that desperate at this point.
5:40 left to go. Third quarter. Fisherman up by two. Touchdowns, that is. 19-7. 2 6-pointers, yeah. Matt Smith is the quarterback. Split backfield. Danvers jumps. No flag. Well, there is a flag. But Peña Ortiz is close to the first down. Wow. What are you doing this one, coach? You take the penalty or the play?
If it's offside, I take the play.
Take the
play.
Yeah, you got almost 10 yards on that play. Wow, that's very close to the first down.
You know, one of the things that you got to give credit to is Gloucester's running off tackle and just really gaining a lot of yardage. You got to give credit to the fullback and the tight end. Those are the two key blocks. They certainly go unnoticed, but not by the coaching
staff. Well, Ollie Emerson's the tight end. Who's the fullback on these plays? Ortiz drops it. And he's going to lose yardage back to the 36. Five-yard loss.
That was a big mistake.
We have a second and 15.
Clock moving at 4:50. 19-7 Gloucester. Second down, 15 for the Fishermen. Midway between the hash, moving away from the canal. Sun almost out of that big puddle down in front of us that was ice earlier.
Unbalanced line. I think they're going to maybe come with a quick pitch. Yep, quick pitch.
There it is. Peña Ortiz turns the corner. There it goes. It's a race. Cuts it back, and the official goes down. Oh, my. He's okay. But it's all the way down to the Danvers 27-yard line.
Peña Ortiz down into Falcon territory.
Like I said before, Gloucester's not run any plays away from unbalanced. And this week, it's the first time I've seen him running away from unbalanced, and looks like Danvers wasn't ready for it. The quick pitch has really killed him.
Puts Peña Ortiz over the 200-yard rushing mark. Coach, 14 carries, 223 yards. First and 10, Gloucester, and they are at the Danvers 27. For Peña Ortiz, the other side. Slices through the middle, and he's to the 20. Fifteen carries, 230 yards now for Peña Ortiz.
Tell you, Danvers looks tired on defense.
It's amazing how much that extra minute makes.
Yes, it does for both teams.
3:10, clock moving. Another run play. Mondello to the 15.
John Mondello's ball carry. Pick up the loss of first down. Down the Falcons.
Late in the season.
15-yard line.
Been a pretty good addition.
First down for Gloucester. Ball right there in that middle of the field, the top of the soccer semicircle. How's the field holding up, Paul? This is what, the fifth year now, I think it is, for the football field?
Yeah, I believe so.
Looks great. First and 10. Gloucester up 19-7 on the march at the Falcon 15. Pena Ortiz breaks it almost down to the goal line and in. Another touchdown for Gloucester, and they lead 25-7.
Well, Gloucester just blocking so well at the point of attack, and he's a good back, and he's hard to bring down. The Amherst just can't find a way to stop it.
Well, the yardage he's getting at this point is beginning to be really absurd. Paul, 16 carries, 245 yards.
Well,
My. 25-7, Gloucester. Still in the third quarter.
Well, that was big to get that, especially after the fumble, to get that quick pitch and get another chance.
Well, they answered. Danvers scored, and then the Gloucester comes back. Rivera, right-footed kick goes through. So it's 26-7. Rivera gets the kick. So for the Fishermen that time, it is six plays and 68 more yards. And I'm really surprised it's this kind of a ball game. 262 yards of offense for Gloucester, 199 for Danvers. 26-7, Gloucester leading this one rather comfortably now here in the third. They got that 19-point lead back.
Well, Danvers looks tired on defense, and probably a lot of those players are on the offensive side of the ball too, so it should be it's an uphill battle here for Danvers, I believe.
Don't forget, over on Channel A, all kinds of score updates along with the Lynn English Lynn Classical game. Tim Kearns, Bill Newell calling that game. Marty Smith is in Salem covering the Beverly-Salem match. And John Squire is over in Marblehead following the Swampscott-Marblehead game. And those reports coming in live over on Channel A with Bill and Tim. In addition to listening to English and Classical. And again, we apologize for our intermittent signal today. It ain't our fault. Kickoff. Coakley back in the game at his 17. Doesn't make it to the 30. Ball will begin at the Falcon 27.
You know, Rick, something I haven't mentioned before, but Gloucester is a tough place to come into and play.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of coaches told me that after I retired, and you know, you don't realize it yourself, but it seems like it's somewhat of an intimidating atmosphere for a lot of teams.
I believe that. Plus, it's a long trip for many of them. It's a long road trip. Mullaney. Near sideline. Is that caught? Nope. Incomplete.
Again, they choose the short side of the field.
Why is that, Paul, a tendency? Why do you do that? Is it because it's a right-hander? I mean,
yeah, I believe so. It's got to be. I mean, okay. Really not much room to run some routes here, and they put three receivers.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Down to almost 2 minutes left to go, third quarter, 26-7. Gloucester leading.
From straight drop back, a lot of quarterbacks throw better to their left because their shoulders rotate,
mm-hmm.
and it's harder to throw to your right from a drop back because it's you got to pull your shoulder way around. Certainly sprint out, it's not easier, but
bunch formation on the near side. Not sure who was going to go where, but they finally figured it out. There goes Mullaney. Ball up for grabs. Caught by McCarthy. Terrific catch. Pass and catch, we should say. McCarthy at the Gloucester, 36.
Mullaney's had quite a game, even though they're behind.
It's at the Gloucester, 35. 38-yard gain. Mullaney tosses it. It's caught by Holland at the 26 of Gloucester.
His name is Ben Court.
Ben Court?
Yeah.
So
court.
Ball is at the
26.
9 yard gain, second and one. So Gloucester Danvers bouncing right back with that tremendous pass and catch play by Mullaney and McCarthy. Mullaney will run. First down. Whew, is he hit at the Gloucester 20. Mercy. First down by Danvers. Right back to the line of scrimmage. Ready to go. Twins to the left. Mullaney stopping and planting. Short pass complete. Breaking it away. Looks like McCarthy inside the 10. Oh, it's Holland. Okay.
Uh-oh, penalty flag.
That's not good. Yeah, not good. Ball gets to the 10. It's a 10-yard gain, and let's see which way it goes.
I believe it's on Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
I
think it's going to be on the fisherman. So it should be first and goal from about the 5 or the 4.
One of the things, you know, that a lot of people don't mention when they talk about quarterbacking, they talk about, you know, arm strength and how fast he is, and but poise is a huge thing at quarterback, and I'll tell you, Mullaney, he just doesn't panic.
Cool, isn't he?
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Looks solid out there. Looks big, too. He's, I don't think he's a big guy, but he's a good size. First and goal for Danvers.
First and goal for the Falcons on the Gloucester 4-yard line.
I think that's the first time out of the half by either team. Danvers spend that one? Methinks?
Not sure.
57 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Gloucester 26, Danvers 7, but Danvers is threatening. Hope you're enjoying the game on our video. Chad Figueredo with streamography.com out there in the cold on that platform with the wind blowing from behind. It is cold out there. It's probably the coldest spot in the stadium. Falcons with three receivers off to the right side. It's a run play. Mullaney tripped up in the backfield. Smith. Mark Smith on the tackle.
Brendan Tracy, the ball carrier.
Well, that was a designed run, but none of the receivers blocked anybody.
All right, so it was number four carrying it, not number two. And as you heard, Gary Stanton mention, that's Brendan Tracy, who was a quarterback.
He's had a great game.
But that was shut down. Ball is back at the line of scrimmage, I guess. Is it at the 5? Yeah, it looks like it's still at the 5. Mullaney is back at quarterback. He comes to the sideline. Stops. Throws it. Caught. Touchdown. Oh, man, what a play. Reedy the catch. What a play by Mullaney, though. Ooh, mercy. So Mullaney to Reedy. Reedy got open, and man, that pass was on the money. It's now 26-13. That's pretty, Coach.
Well, he's the best I've seen this year. Pure quarterback.
So Reedy, the 5-yard touchdown catch. Got to line up for one again. Still in the third quarter with 6 seconds left.
Snap ball down. Kick is up.
Real high extra point is good.
One of the things people don't realize about extra points, too, is getting the ball up in the air real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids have it, some kids don't. In other words, they just pop the ball and it goes directly up and it's really hard to block.
So Danvers answers right back as we've got a ping pong match going on right now. That is the an 8-play, 63-yard touchdown drive for the Falcons. 26-14, Gloucester leading it, with 6 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Now we add that yardage to Danvers. What did I just say, 63? All right, so... (laughs) 262 yards of offense for Danvers, 262 yards of offense for Gloucester. Each have the same. 245 of Gloucester's yards off the feet of Jan Pena Ortiz. Time for the kickoff.
Gloucester has two touchdowns. And they're going to go for the onside kick. Look out.
You see that. Now whose is it? On the onside kick, we await. Fisherman recover, and 1 second goes off the clock. So there will be time for one play, I think. Mayhaps.
I don't know about that one, Rick. You know, 12 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
And now you give Gloucester, who you haven't stopped in the last three series, the ball at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, short field for Gloucester, it's true. Just shy of the 50. 5 seconds left to go, third quarter. Ball midway between the hash, right there at the middle of the G, the big G painted on the field. Matt Smith to Pena Ortiz. Spins it.
He breaks the first tackle every play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he gets it to the 48.
Actually, Danvers has gone to a different defense. They had an odd man front before with a guy on the center, and now they don't have, so they have an even defense, and it looks like a 4-3.
Well, that's it. Three gone. And after three, it is Gloucester 26, Danvers 14.
A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
We start the fourth quarter with Gloucester leading 26-14. Second down and six for the Fishermen at the 47-yard line of Danvers. And Gloucester will take a timeout.
Well, I believe they were going to run that quick pitch play again. They went on balance line left, put the wing back in motion this way as a lead blocker and run quick pitch to the right.
Beautiful day, fourth quarter. 12 minutes still showing on that clock for the fourth period. Still morning, Thanksgiving morning at Newell Stadium. Over on Channel A, it's Lynn English, Lynn Classical, all the updates over there. Gloucester back to the line. Way stop. The whistle blows before the play gets underway. That's usually a bad sign for the offense, and it is. Bring the ball back to the Gloucester 48. Second and nine for the first down. Mark Smith with two touchdowns for Gloucester. Jan Pena Ortiz, two touchdowns for Gloucester. McCarthy and Reedy for Danvers. Pena Ortiz up the middle. Hurdles forward to the 45 of Danvers.
5 or 6 yards on that play.
Danvers 45-yard line.
Emerson, the tight end, must be caving it all down because there's a hole there. And his block is the most important.
I think he's having a terrific game, both sides.
Well, he's
of the
had
ball.
A terrific year.
That's true.
He's a great kid.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly a good football player.
On that gesture he made in the Marblehead, the beginning of the Marblehead game too, Paul, that you pointed out,
right.
That was
so
cool. He just did it automatically.
I know.
Didn't even think about it. That's so cool. got down on one knee to the little girl so that she could look down on him as they were talking. Scrambling is Smith, quarterback. Not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Yep. Maybe loses a yard. It was a strange play.
Well,
a broken play?
I think they're trying to get him into the offense. Uh-huh. I believe it was a bootleg keeper.
He's been struggling with a left shoulder problem all year,
right,
too.
Yeah, he can't. He doesn't play defense anymore. And, you know, he's. I think the doctor limited him to just offense playing mm-hmm. quarterback.
Fishermen look as though they will punt for the second time in the game.
Yeah, Gloucester had good field position. They should have gotten more out of this.
Well, that motion penalty just threw a monkey wrench into the rhythm. High punt. Going to go out of bounds. At the 20 of Danvers. Lots and lots of offense today. Led by Gloucester's Jan Pena Ortiz, 17 carries, 252 yards, and two touchdowns. Now, Danvers has scored, Coach, on its last two possessions, I believe. And they're down by 12.
The problem with playing Danvers is they can make big plays. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Blaney is just fantastic, and Coakley and Holland. Mm-hmm. And
McCarthy and that whole offense, a good offensive line. Timeout. Danvers.
Oh, boy. You don't want to do that.
It's their second. Why?
Well, you want to save them for the end of the game. Mm. They got to score two more times, and it just seems like, you know, the change of possession. You should have everybody all set to go.
See the Anasquam River over the shoulders of the Danvers Falcons. High tide. Gorgeous day with the sun just sparkling off there like so many diamonds. It's amazing. Mulaney over to the right side. Out of bounds. It's incomplete. Second and 10.
You know, just watching that alignment, the Romeo is the cornerback to the near side here, and he's about 10 to 12 yards off the receiver. All you got to do is run a square out.
Well, let's see if they pick up on that and do that. Every time you say something like that in the games we've done, it happens.
It's pretty obvious from up here. See how deep he's off.
Mm-hmm. That's Coakley he's on. Coakley split to this side. Mulaney looks to this side, and there it is. Oh, it's McCarthy. But he's going to be boxed in for a short gain. Not much there.
Well, it's. I think it's. With his arm and his accuracy, I'd run a square out.
Third down and 8.
What's interesting, if they don't get it, what do they do?
At this point in the game, they got it. Catch by Coakley.
Nice catch, nice throw.
Bullet pass. Coakley with the good hands went right to the marker, got the first down. 8 yards is what they needed. 8 yards is what they got. Next play. Oh, wow. Mercy. That quick pass out in the flat, and man, nothing but stripes in front of Hernandez, man. Number 58 on your program, Carlos Hernandez Reyes. The lineman's dream, isn't it?
Certainly is, yeah. Don't get too many opportunities like that.
9:18 left to go in the game. Second and 10 for the Falcons. Their own 33-yard line.
Well, they're putting Holland out here now. Let's just see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Coakley, I can't tell if that's him on the far side or not. Number 7, yeah, it is. Coakley, stop and go. Too far. And that was just a hitch and go.
Yeah,
was overthrown.
He actually ran into the defender, which slowed him down.
Mm-hmm. Incomplete inside the 35 of Gloucester. threw the timing off.
No matter what happens.
Well, now it's third and 10, and they converted on a third and 8 a minute ago with Coakley. I check it with McCarthy, the receiver. No, it was, I'm sorry, it was Coakley who got the first down. So it's third and 10 at the Falcons 33. Pass. Caught. First down. Coakley. He goes right to that marker, Coach.
I know. They're well coached in the passing game, that's for sure.
Pretty play.
They know what the circumstances are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're really into the game.
Very nice. Actually gets.
I'm just waiting for them to throw down on the side to Holland.
Well, they're certainly bringing making the defenders come up closer to the line of scrimmage on the passes.
Yeah.
Far hash mark. 9:02 left to go. Launches it. There's Holland. Couldn't get inside the defender. Incomplete at the Gloucester 20.
Problem with playing defensive back, when you make a mistake, everybody sees it.
So like being a hockey goaltender.
Well, I know. It's like, you know, what happens is, you know, everyone says, well, get closer. You know, and then if he gets beat deep, everyone in the world knows it.
Why didn't you play back? Everybody's a coach, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in the stands is a coach. Brilliant sunshine, middle of the field, second and 10, Danvers at their own 44. Down by a score of 26-14. But not out. Lots of time left with the clock stopping on every interception, incompletion. That is complete to Holland inside Gloucester Real Estate at the 47.
So what Gloucester just did on that play is they're double covering Coakley. So they've got one of their defenders right in his face. Just try to keep him off the line from getting off the line of scrimmage free. It's very hard in high school football, receivers getting open when somebody's right in their face on the line of scrimmage.
Well, it's third and about two for the first down, maybe three?
Fourth, I believe.
Yeah, well, on that play. Yeah. And now it's a fourth down after the incompletion. Correct. Wow. But clock hasn't moved very much, Coach. Still 8:20, 12 points down for Danvers. Happy noontime. Happy Thanksgiving at noontime. We now move into the afternoon hours. Fourth down, Danvers. It's a run play by Mullaney. He gets the first down smartly to the 43 of Gloucester.
You know, he's just got great footwork, too. Just watching him run the ball and a lot of quarterbacking his footwork.
Looked like he did that little hip shake,
right,
shimmy,
yeah,
there, too.
You kind of dupe the guy and think you're going inside, and then you bounce it outside.
So he gets the first down. Danvers keeps on the attack. He also goes out of bounds, which stops the clock. 8:14 remaining in the game. Pass complete, right side. Coakley out of bounds after about a 5-yard gain.
You know, this is a quarterback's dream, be able to throw on every down.
Did you like doing that?
Well, I never really had.
You got to be behind, though. I'm talking about when you played.
Yeah. Yeah, well, every once in a while, but you know, what's his statistics? Mullaney.
I'm going to have to do those when I get home. Post them. With all the technical difficulties we've had here, I haven't been able to keep track of
well,
Mullaney's.
It's very impressive after morning for him.
Mm-hmm. But I will check it out, and I'll compile these, and it'll be posted this afternoon if I can get away from the table. And that might be difficult. You guys do Thanksgiving dinner today?
Yeah, we'll have my daughters come, and
very nice.
An enjoyable afternoon. It's a lot different than when I was coaching.
Paul, I remember some phone calls we used to have there after those games on Thanksgiving and other games.
If we lost on Thanksgiving, I always used to go out and buy a big item the next day. TV, car.
Well, Sue must have liked that. She wasn't so upset when you lost then, I suppose. But it's a 2nd and 6 for Danvers. Back to the action.
Good job of slowing this game down.
Down by 12. Mullaney cranks it up again. And man open. Caught. Holland. And lost it. Now, what is the call here? A fumble out of bounds? Because he caught it. Discussion. He caught it. Went out of bounds. Lost it. And it's down to the 10 or 11. At the 10. How about that one? My. First down, all the way down to the Gloucester 10, 27-yard gain. And it's first and goal. They can't get the first down without going in. They got to go in. So Mullaney just heating it up. This will be the 12th play of this drive that began back at their own 21-yard line for the Danvers Falcons. Now, how about Gloucester's defense? Are they looking a little gassed?
They are. This is a lot for the secondary especially.
Mm-hmm. A lot of running. Quick pass, caught, touchdown. Who is it? Get the number. Show me the number. It's not. It's Reedy. Yep. Nice catch by Matt Reedy. Nice pass again by Mullaney. Covers 10 yards. 2nd touchdown combination, Reedy from Mullaney. And this covers, let's see, 12 plays and 79 yards for the Falcons. Dillon will attempt the point after. Danvers captain puts it through. And it's now 26-21. It's a 5-point, 26-20 rather. Yeah, 26-21. 5-point game. Woo, mercy. Well, hang around. Reedy, 2nd touchdown. Catch. And this was a 10-yard pass this time from Mullaney.
You know, it's hard to replicate what Mullaney can do.
Mm-hmm.
So in practice, you're just not going to see that. And then to come to the game and see him for the first time, and it's tough.
347 yards of offense for Danvers. I'm going to guess most of that's through the air.
Yeah.
We'll have to check it out.
They really couldn't run the ball, and probably in retrospect, look back and say, why didn't we start this early?
Wow. So now it's down to 5 points, a 5-point lead for Gloucester. At one point, they were up 26-7. Now it's 26-21. With 7:49 left to go in the game. This will be a normal kickoff. Mondello back at his own 10. Along the numerals to the 20, 30, 40. And the Gloucester fans calling for a face mask. So it is Gloucester now back on its heels a bit with pressure on them. Lead has been cut to 5. Ball will be moved from the Gloucester 39 to the Danvers 46.
30-yard penalty?
No, it started from the 39 and 15. Yeah, 44. Yeah, so the 46. That's correct. Well, 1st and 10, Gloucester with a good run back and a penalty on top of it. Pena Ortiz is belted, but he returns the favor at the end of that play and gets it to the 42 of Danvers. 4-yard gain. He doesn't shy from contact either, does he, Paul?
No, not at all.
Jeepers.
Thanksgiving Day 2017, and Danvers has made
it. 7:10 left to go. 26-21, Gloucester over Danvers.
They scored all three times they've had the ball this second half.
First and second and six, Gloucester.
Pena
Ortiz gets the first down to the 34 of Danvers.
Pena Ortiz again, the workhorse today.
Argentino's at fullback, and I think he's getting a good kickout block. On off tackle, you kick out the defensive end, and the tight end blocks down.
Haven't seen Argentino in a while.
He's out there now.
Mm-hmm. To the river. I never saw that till a few years ago in Gloucester High School, to the river. That's just where they're headed.
They've been doing it for about 20 years, right?
Fishermen headed to the canal. Well, I'm usually late to dinner myself.
Davis jumped.
Gloucester jumped too.
Pena
Ortiz is going to be stopped for no gain.
Say, Holland's quite a player. I mean, he's a good tackler.
Mm-hmm. Well, the clock is moving at 5:50. Everybody basking in the sunshine on the near stands. Beautiful, beautiful Thanksgiving day. Now it's Thanksgiving afternoon. I think this is Cody Burke.
Quick
split
pitch
to the near side. There it is. Pena Ortiz gets a block, but then it's shut down. Gets a yard.
Get back to the original line of scrimmage.
Bring up a third and ten for Boston.
Bring a third and ten for the
Falcons. Shut that down nicely.
Yeah.
They want the ball back. I'll tell you, Danvers gets the ball again. Gloucester could be in some trouble. They've not, stopped the pass here in the second half.
Well, you know, what happens is your defensive backs, they tend to not want to give up the big ones, so they give up the short ones. And, you know, it's a tough position to play when it's a close game.
Foster wants the pass. Smith, got him, and that's a touchdown. How about that? Cody Burke. With the reception, catching Danvers off guard on that one. And it's the second touchdown pass of the day for Smith. Yards. Gloucester has upped the lead now to 32-21. What a game. Jeepers.
Well, that's a split end. So the split end came from the other side of the field. He crossed the field, and obviously they didn't see him because he's wide open.
34-yard pass play from Smith. Second touchdown pass of the day for the Gloucester quarterback. Fisherman lining up for the two-point conversion. And Ortiz gets into the end zone. So now it's 32-21, Gloucester. Or check it, 34-31, Gloucester. 34 for Gloucester, 21 for Danvers. Two-point conversion by Ortiz. And for the Fisherman, that was five plays and 46 yards with 4:36. And boy, that's if you're a Danvers fan, that's a tough one, Paul. Because they had stopped him on the previous possession.
Right, it is. But you know what? I don't think they expected Gloucester to throw. I think they were basing their defense on another run, and Gloucester called a good play at the right time.
And for Smith, that's his second touchdown pass of the day, his fourth touchdown pass of the year. Coach, coming into this game, he was 12 for 41, 41 attempts.
Right.
12
actually,
completions.
I had read in the paper that Mullaney's completed more passes than Gloucester's
has attempted. Well, Mullaney has completed 72 coming into this game for 860 yards. So he's over 1,000 now. Kickoff. Return from the 25 by McCarthy out to the 35. Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports club, and more. Van Loan's athletic admin master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Rick, most coaches will try and get seniors into this game somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm.
So
each team over 300 yards of offense today. I did not expect this.
No.
341 for Danvers, 301 for Gloucester. Falcons from their own 34. Going for the home run. Open. McCarthy's got it. At the third, 20. 10. 5. In. Oh, what a play by Mullaney to McCarthy.
5 yards, touchdown pass. Hey, Rick, I've seen a lot of quarterbacks in my 45 years, and this is one of the most impressive exhibitions I've seen. This kid's great.
Reminds me of a couple of receivers we used to see here in Gloucester, a receiver passer combination.
The Cusimano boys, Michael and Brandon and Burbine.
My. Wow. Whew, one play, and Danvers is right back in it again. How about that? Cowabunga. And it's 34-27. Zach Dillon puts it through. So it's 34-28. So 21 seconds. It took Danvers 21 seconds to answer Gloucester's score. I'm out of breath there. One play, 65 yards, and that's the third touchdown pass in a row on three possessions by Mullaney. I think I need a break here, so let's take one, and we'll prepare for the onside kick, certainly.
Ever wish that help with your business was as nearby as your next-door neighbor? At Cape Ann Savings Bank, we're the folks who have helped our neighbors build prosperous communities since 1846. And we invite you to give us a call, discuss your vision, and learn how we can help you grow your business. We're here for you. You have questions. We have answers. Just give us a call, 888-283-CASB, or visit capeannsavingsbank.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Still. What?
One of the fans yells onside kick.
I know. No. I love it when they yell pass.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Jeez, you think?
Where'd you get the clue? Okay, here it is.
Strange formation on this kickoff. Here it is. And Danvers guy touched it. If the ball goes 10 yards, I don't think it did. Danvers touched it at 46.
All right, Gloucester has recovered. And they'll start from their own, well, actually from the 50.
Yeah, I kind of question that one too, Rick. 4:15.
Lots of time.
Call, use your timeouts. Kick it deep. Use your timeouts. Because they're throwing the ball on every down. I mean, the clock's going to stop a lot when they have the ball.
Kill the remaining 4 minutes 15 seconds left on this drive, but the way this game is going, you never know.
So Gloucester, with a six-point lead, 34-28, 406 yards of offense for Danvers, 301 yards for Gloucester. First and 10. Gloucester took Peña Ortiz. He stopped after a yard.
Maybe two.
21st carry for Peña Ortiz. 266 yards.
Tough ball one here, too. Is this four down territory or not? You know?
For Gloucester.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, when we get to that, I'll ask you. On the near hash, Gloucester going from left to right toward the canal. Need to take a timeout, and I think for the fishermen that's their third.
Well, that stopped the clock, too.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank all of our coaches and athletic directors that we've dealt with all fall season. Everybody has been so good to us, and all the kids we've talked with, and the response we've got. response we've gotten online. Appreciate it. Appreciate the visits and the talk. We'll have North Shore Sports Night on Monday night, of course, coming up at 6:45 this week. We'll be talking with the assistant general manager of the Philadelphia Flyers, Gloucester's Barry Hanrahan, at 6:45 on Monday. Split backfield with Mark Smith in motion. Handoff to Mondello, left side. Gets it to the 44.
Him is 42-yard line.
It's going to bring up a third down.
There's a timeout, Falcons.
Davis now calls a timeout.
2 yard gain. Falcons, third timeout as well.
They call a 20-second timeout.
You remember how the first quarter moved along so fast? This is an amazing game, though. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's a great game. Whew. It's enjoyable to watch both teams.
Absolutely. Peña Ortiz with 266 yards of offense for Gloucester and two touchdowns. Reedy with a couple of touchdown receptions from Mulaney, who has three touchdown passes. McCarthy with two touchdowns for Danvers. It's just back and forth. Gloucester with the six-point lead and 3:26 left to go. This has the makings of a wild finish. Peña Ortiz doesn't quite get the first down, I don't think. Looks like he's at the 38. Didn't get it. Put it at the 44.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, at the 39.
We have a timeout for Davis.
That's the fourth for Davis. So here we go, Coach. There it is. It's fourth and one.
Well, I'd go for it.
The way Mulaney's been passing, yeah.
Yeah, well, fourth and one, I mean, it's not, you know, Ortiz, he breaks the first tackle.
Didn't you have a game like this in Danvers 1 year when you guys, we were unbeaten or something like that at the end, and Danvers wasn't, didn't have a great record that year, and they upset you that year?
Thanks.
Was it similar to this? I know. Coach really gave me a hard time, too, for bringing up something like that.
But well, it's ebb and flow. They had Small, I think his name was, the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He just played a great game, and they had a great game plan against us. And
but that went down to the wire. I mean, it wasn't a blowout.
Yeah.
You didn't lose many Thanksgiving Day games. Anywhere you went. Here we go. Fourth and one. Line surge. First down.
It's a first down for Gloucester.
Depending on the spot.
Even though Damas is doing the best they can to push him back.
Argentino with the carry. Nothing fancy about that one, Coach. Just
now it's wedge blocking.
You power against power.
Everybody in, and the defense just tries to submarine, and then the linebackers come up and try to make the hit.
That's all he needed. Now the clock can continue to run.
Inside of 3 minutes now, with Gloucester leading by six points. They're at the 37-yard line after the first down. I'm sorry, the 32 or 30. Yes, it is 37. Peña Ortiz blasted up the middle. Down to the 27, it looks like. Got the first down.
Another first down for another team. Peña Ortiz right there.
Clock is moving. I think Danvers has one timeout left, Coach, and Gloucester has two. I didn't see the signal that Danvers was out of timeouts. I got him for four. Fisherman moving from left to right, trying to milk the clock. Peña Ortiz, another 10 yards, breaks it loose. Look at that. He's gone. Touchdown. Oh, he was stopped twice. Still scores. And that'll put the exclamation point on it. 27-yarder. His third of the day. Six plays, 49 more yards for Gloucester. add 27 to Ortiz's total. You sitting down, Coach? 23 carries, 303 yards for Peña Ortiz.
He's had quite a game.
And I'm sure Mullaney's got 300 yards in the air. My.
I had to pick up MVP.
Good heavens. Well, Peña Ortiz again with the touchdown. And two-point conversion fails. Gloucester has a 12-point lead now, again, with 1:59 left to go in this one. Wow. All right. We'll take a break. With Gloucester on top, 40-28.
Gloucester's Walter Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products, personal home and auto policies, as well as a full line of commercial coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester, now partnering with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore.
Well, Coach, it still ain't over.
Well, I'm with Mullaney.
Right. 40-28, Gloucester leading. Back up to a 12-point lead. Each team with over 300 yards of offense. Gloucester's Peña Ortiz, 300 yards rushing. Short kick is going to come down to the 35 to the 37. Reedy returns it there, and it's first and 10 for Danvers. First and 10 for Danvers. Mullaney has lit up the scoreboard in the second half. Three consecutive possessions, three consecutive touchdown passes by Mullaney. And Zach Dillon, tight end on the near side, three receivers out to the far. Mullaney.
He's looking.
Plenty of time.
He's got nobody.
Up for grabs. Two Gloucester players with a chance at it. Holland, the intended receiver. Smith and Romeo for Gloucester. Couldn't quite get it. Nobody got it. Clock stopped at 1:44. Happy Thanksgiving afternoon to everyone now. Stands, a few people have left, but not very many. Just a glorious day and a tremendous day to watch offensive football. 40-28, Gloucester leading. With a minute and 44 seconds left. Danvers looking for a quick strike. Laney under some pressure, and he gets tackled. Now that's the first time that he's been gotten to on that play, and he almost
he's not getting up.
Carlos Hernandez Reyes, and then remember a little while ago Hernandez Reyes was after him and couldn't quite catch up to him, but did this time. About a yard loss, maybe. He did go out of bounds, so the clock stopped. But that took a long time on that play.
1:10 left to go in the game.
Oh, he didn't go out of bounds, Coach, and they're not stopping it. No. Well, that's a terrific defensive play then by Hernandez Reyes. Danvers takes the timeout now? Don't know.
One of their players was in the huddle. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? He was in the huddle and he left the field.
Illegal substitution for Danvers.
But 5 yards doesn't make any difference. They got to get it down in a hurry. And that waits, ate up a lot of clock time. Down to 53.8. The clock is still moving. There it goes. Wow. Coach, I think the Falcons are conceding. Well, they're hurrying up to the line of scrimmage now. But
I thought it was out of bounds, Mike.
Yeah, it did look like it. Have to watch the video. incomplete with 30. About 2 seconds ran off the clock after the incompletion. Well, Coach, we'll have to break for our sponsors after the game is over, and Chad Figueredo on our streamography.com will run our videos for us, get those commercials out of the way, and then we'll do a wrap-up,
okay.
And then we'll go eat dinner. Well, get ready to eat dinner.
Congratulations.
Going to watch football this afternoon?
I got three daughters.
Yeah, I got a daughter and a wife, so I get it. Mulaney cocks the arm, fires it complete to Coakley, out of bounds at midfield.
Incomplete, it's out of bounds.
And the clock still ran off 2 more seconds.
That was fourth down.
Okay.
All
right, that's it. Incomplete on that play. And I thought we had video. We don't. We're still on audio, so my apologies once again, and it's been that kind of a day. So we'll wrap it up here and get out of here, I guess. It's going to take a long wrap-up anyway. Gloucester takes over with 24.7 seconds left, and they'll start at the Falcons 33. Smith will take the knee, and that's it. So we'll take a break. Final score from Newell Stadium in Gloucester. It's the Gloucester Fishermen 40 and the Danvers Falcons 28. We'll take a break and come back with our wrap-up. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations, in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People, come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7. The North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns.
So Gloucester wins the Thanksgiving Day trophy. They get it back. Series has been split the last 4 years, and Gloucester takes it. It's been home and home for the trophy. And now, whew, a recap. It was Jan Pena Ortiz scoring the opening touchdown with 11:08 left to go in the first half from 66 yards away. Just a quick burst. Gloucester led at that point 7-0. Second touchdown came from Mark Smith, a 5-yard keeper that finished off a 5-yard play rather that finished off a 7-play, 54-yard touchdown march for the Gloucester Fishermen. They led 13-0. And that was with 3:42 left to go in the half. Then it just blew wide open in the third quarter. 5 touchdowns. Mark Smith, 5-yard completion from brother Matt, finished off a 5-play, 64-yard touchdown drive. 9:24 left to go third quarter. Gloucester goes to 19-0. Danvers comes back with McCarthy scoring from a yard out. 8 plays, 44 yards drive for Danvers. 5:49 left to go in the third quarter. They cut the lead to 19-7. Gloucester comes right back. Peña Ortiz, his second touchdown of the day from 15 yards out. 6 plays, 68 yards for the Fishermen. They've got a big cushion, 26-7, but that was short-lived as it was Matt Reedy from Justin Mullaney, a 5-yard touchdown catch. 8 plays, 63 yards. The Falcons cut the lead to 26-14 with 6 seconds left to go in the third quarter. In the fourth, Reedy comes right back and gets another one, 10 yards from Mullaney. 12 plays, 79 yards. The lead is now 26-21, 5-point difference, 7:43 left to go in the game. But on the next possession, Gloucester scores from 34 yards away, a pass, as it was Burke from Smith covering that 34 yards. 5 plays, 46 yards, 4:36 left to go in the game, and Gloucester increases the lead to 34-21. But you know that Mullaney's not done. 65-yarder to McCarthy with 4:15 left to go in the game cuts the lead to 34-28, but then Gloucester ices it with 1:59 left to go. Peña Ortiz, 27-yard run, and that completes the scoring, 40-28. Gloucester with just about 2 minutes left to go in the game. Statistically, I don't even know where to start. We will give 350 yards of offense to Gloucester, 23 carries, 303 yards for Peña Ortiz. For Danvers, 406 yards of offense, and I'll bet you 95% of that came in the air. I'll have to calculate that when I get home, as Justin Mullaney was just fantastic in the second half. But Danvers comes up short. It's 40-28. Gloucester wins it.
Well, you don't see many high school games with a kid running for 300 yards, and you also don't see many high school games with a quarterback who completed so many passes
and throws for 300 yards.
And so the same game. Really, it was a fun game to watch, and I probably, you know, the two coaches are going crazy, but they certainly, you know, Gloucester, I just want to mention that, you know, Emerson, the tight end, I don't know who the strong tackle is, but the fullback, those guys must have had a good game because off tackle killed Danvers. And he just kept running it and running it, and they just didn't have an answer.
All right, Coach, I appreciate it, and we want to say congratulations to Coach Ryan Nolan, the Danvers Falcons, in Coach Nolan's first year at Danvers High School. They're going to finish at 6-5, obviously a disappointing ending, but a very, very gutsy performance today and all year long. And also congratulations, of course, to Tony Zerilli and the Gloucester Fishermen. They finish at 7-4. So our next broadcast will be sometime in a few weeks when we'll be doing hockey and or basketball. We'll be doing them both. I just don't know which one's going to be first. On behalf of our MSO staff, on behalf of Paul Ingram and our producer and engineer Bill Proposky and our Streamography.com crew, I'm Rick Moore wishing you all a very happy Thanksgiving. This is MSONewsSports.com.